The USDA's first estimates for 2012 are out, and here to break down those numbers is Kim Anderson. Kim, talk about the report we got this week. What's the overall in this report?
Well, the overall, there's good news and bad news, and sometimes the bad news is good news, and sometimes the good news is bad news. Oklahoma wheat production was slightly less than expected. The U.S. wheat production was higher than expected, and world wheat production was lower than expected. So you've got price impacts coming in there that are both negative and positive, and it's going to take a little while to figure out what's going to happen in this market.
All right, of course, the big numbers we were concerned about here are wheat and corn. Kind of break those down for us.
Well, if you look at wheat production, like I said, Oklahoma production was less than expected. You're looking at the U.S. production, it came in at 2,245,000,000 bushels. The trade was expected, it's slightly less than 2.2 billion. If you look at world wheat production, it came in at 24.9 billion bushels. Last year was 25.5. Both of those, you look at the 24.9, that was significantly less than we expected on production for the wheat.
All right, now what about the ending stocks? Where are they sitting?
Well, if you look at the wheat ending stocks, I think U.S. wheat ending stocks are lower than expected. USDA is actually projecting the U.S. wheat ending stocks to be less than this year's ending stocks. Remember, we've been talking about them being higher, and world ending stocks being slightly lower.